turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 100. Psalm 100, we'll read all five verses. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Let's finish on verse 5 together. Ready? For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Lord, we have, in a very unique and special way, had a wonderful service already, Lord, hearing these hundreds and hundreds of people singing your praises back to you. Lord, I can't imagine how happy heaven must be this evening, because we know how happy we are here. Lord, this morning with dozens of people walking these aisles for salvation and life-changing events, and Father, we're still a sinful people in need of you. Father, please fill our preacher with your power tonight. Fill us with your power as we listen. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
We've got a long way to go and a short amount of time to get there tonight. I have a four-hour sermon. And it looks like we've only got about 25 minutes to make it happen. So I can talk fast. That means you're going to have to listen fast. And thank you so much. I hope you've enjoyed this evening. I really do. I want you to listen to me, and I won't, again, I'll get us out of here on time, I promise you. We just read from Psalm chapter 100, verses 1 and 2 particularly. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. When we get to heaven, there's going to be a lot of singing going on. We'll come before his presence with singing. And you can thank God, but the Bible says here, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You say, why? Because I heard some of you sing earlier, it was noise. That you know, you say, well, what part does that person sing? They don't sing any part. They sing the part called noise. Wasn't the tenor or the bass or the lead or, you know, the soprano. It was just noise. So you can thank God. God knew all about your crummy vocal cords when he created you. And all you got to do is make a noise unto the Lord. Well, we've enjoyed some extra music tonight during this singspiration. It has been delightful. Thank you, Brother Edwards, for stepping up and doing a fabulous job. Choir, what a beautiful song. The special music the ladies just performed for us here. Mrs. Doss, what a difficult thing tonight. We just messed her schedule up completely. We're hopping all over the place, and the flutes and the trumpet. Thank God. You know, I believe this. I believe much what goes on in the church service is what heaven's going to be like. There are going to be times when we're singing, and God may call somebody up like Brother Jimmy Lindsay if he makes it, but he'll call somebody up like Jimmy and say, Jimmy, just sing for us a little while. And we'll have some fun and we'll sing. And in heaven, we'll be exalting the Word of God. There'll be preaching going on. You say, who's going to preach in heaven? According to Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2, Jesus will preach. Because he was a preacher, though. The Spirit of the Lord God was upon him because God hath anointed him to preach the gospel. But when we get to heaven, there's going to be singing. Music is an important part of your Christian life. Good music will do many wonderful things. It will encourage your walk with God. Music changes lives. Now, music can change your life for the better, or music can change life for the worse. Tonight, I want to teach you some things, or some of the many ways that God uses music in our lives. I'm talking now about godly, scriptural, decent, moral, spiritual music. So you understand, I'm not talking about rock and roll. I'm not talking about rap. I'm not talking about country or contemporary Christian, as they call it, or Christian rock and roll or hip-hop. All those, I don't think we ought to be listening to those. I don't think we ought to be singing them. But I am telling you this. I'm talking about decent, godly, scriptural music. It will do something for you. I believe this. I think we should listen to the music down here on earth and have the music down here on earth in our homes that we'll have in our heavenly home. There shouldn't be a difference. You shouldn't have to check your music in at heaven and watch them throw it over the banister and say, that'll have to stay down there. That's not allowed in here. Music you listen to here ought to be what we're going to listen to up there. Because that's where we're going to be when it's holy, perfectly holy. Heaven shouldn't be a great big transition for us. We ought to be living right down here and doing right down here like we will in heaven. But I believe this. I think music is such an important tool for the growth of God's people. Now, I don't have much time. I'll be honest. I have a 10-point outline. I'm going to cover it all in the next 20 minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a scripture, and I'm going to show you what music does for us as Christians. I call this sermon, Music Is. Music Is. For instance, number one, music is a teacher. Music is a teacher. Listen to this verse, and I'll read it to you. It comes straight from the King James Bible. It says this, Colossians 3:16, "Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Here the Bible says that we are taught and admonished through music. Music is a teacher. It's a teacher. Now, that means this. The music that you're listening to is teaching you something. I might also say, whoever that performer is, or whoever that musician is, or whoever that singer is, they have become your teacher. That's why you shouldn't be listening to the rock and roll. Most of you wouldn't let your children sit in a class under some wild, wicked rock and roller and let them teach your child. But that's what they're doing when they listen to that music. Because the Bible teaches here, music is a teacher. My principal when I was in grade school, his name was Mr. Henchman, and he was a henchman. He used to say this, "Young people, anything you truly learn, you rarely will ever forget." If we really learn something, we probably won't forget it. Can I tell you something? Most of you have really learned music. You've learned it. Because we could stand up here and probably sing till midnight and you wouldn't even need your songbooks. See, music is an excellent teacher. Excellent teacher. Or music could destroy your mind. Because there are also some of you who could sing till midnight the songs from your past that were wicked and performed by the country artists and the rock and roll artists. Music's a teacher. It's a teacher. And that's what the Bible says. Number two, music is an encourager. Music's not only a teacher, music is an encourager. Listen to this verse. Job 35, verse number 10 says, "But none saith, where is God my maker who giveth songs in the night?" I said music is an encourager. You know something? Somebody here this evening came into this service and you had a rough day. You had a rough afternoon. You've had a rough week. But somehow, in the night here, as we have sung, you got a smile on your face. You began to forget about some of your trials and some of your heartaches, and that music went to work in healing your spirit. Why? Because music is an encourager. It says here, who giveth songs in the night. Now, what's it talking about, songs in the night? Hey, God gives you a song when you're lonely. God can give you a song that will encourage you when things are going tough in the night, in the dark hours of your life. God can give a song. Listen, when you're going through hardship, when you are in a nighttime in your life, I'm talking about the gloomy, dark times of life, get you a song and sing it. Pick up a song and sing, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart." You say, "Brother Owens, but wonder if I don't. Wonder if I don't have the joy in my heart at that moment." I promise you something. You just start singing that song. And you work on yourself a little bit because music is an encourager. So, music is a teacher, Colossians 3:16. Music is an encourager, Job 35:10. Number three, music is a testimony. It's a testimony. Psalm 59, verse 16 and 17, the psalmist said this, "But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. The psalmist is testifying here. He said, my song is my testimony. He said, I'm going to sing about the power of God that's been shown in my life. He said, I'm going to sing about the mercy of God that's seen in my life. He said, I'm going to sing about the way that God has defended me. I'm going to sing about God being my refuge. Your music is to expose to the world your testimony of what God has done for you. That's why your song ought to change and you ought to stop singing the testimony of the world and you ought to be singing the testimony of God and God's power and God's love and God's victory and God's mercy and God's salvation. Look, if God saved you, sing about it. Sing about it. Sing about it. Hey, you sing about the blood of Jesus Christ and sing about heaven and sing about the things of God. Why? Our music is our testimony. And some of you, your music is your testimony, all right? You're not living right. You don't love God. You've got darkness in your heart. That's why you sing the songs of the people that don't love God. Because music is your testimony. The closer someone gets to God, the purer their music gets. That's always the case. Always the case. So, music is what? A teacher, Colossians 3:16. Music is an encourager, Job 35:10. Music is our testimony, Psalm 59, verse 16 and 17. Number four, music is a spiritual thermometer. Music is a spiritual thermometer. Listen to this. Psalm 137, verse 2 through 4 says, we hang our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof, for there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange place? They said, here's what's happening. God's people were known for their singing, their joy, their laughter, enjoying life and singing the songs of God. But they had been carried into captivity. Their captors came and said, hey, let us hear you sing. But these people had become depressed. These people had become a bit backslidden. And they said, how can we sing? We're down. You see, when the lost world was watching them go through a tough time, the lost world wanted to hear them sing, but the Bible says they had hung their harps up on the trees, and they were just sitting around moaning and groaning. What was going on? In this case, you can see that the lack of music and the lack of singing in their life, it kind of showed their spiritual condition. Your music shows God your spiritual condition. It's like a spiritual thermometer. I was talking to Brother Nash earlier and do indeed pray for him. He's not well. He came to me after the service morning. He said, Brother Owens, I've got a fever. I've got a high temperature. And he went all the way through this morning service just as sick as he could be. But you know, he had that fever. And it showed that he was not well. See, just like you put a thermometer in your mouth and it shows your temperature, your music is the way God sticks a thermometer in your mouth and finds out if you're on fire for God or if you're not. Your music reveals your spiritual condition. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. I wish, I'm going to find this cordless mic. You might not believe that, but I'll guarantee you. I could point to you right now. I could bring people up here and they're not in good spiritual shape. And if they would tell the truth, we could say, what kind of music you listen to? You'll find out. There's rock and roll, there's country, there's all sorts of trashy music in their life. And they're sick spiritually, and that music shows their spiritual temperature. I'll show you the hottest soul winners, the most dedicated, separated people in this church, and I'll guarantee you their music matches their spiritual life. That's the way it is. Music is a spiritual thermometer. I said music is a teacher. Music is an encourager. Music is a testimony. Our music is a spiritual thermometer. Music is a comforter. Job 29:13 says this, the blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Here the Bible is teaching us that the widow's heart was able to sing and get some joy. Understand, a widow is someone that's lost someone they love. But music can lighten the load of the widow. Hey, are you a widow? Are you a widower? I recommend that you get good music, godly Christian music in your home. And I recommend to every widow here that you wake up in the morning and get you a good old song and sing it all day long. Pick a song for the day and sing. You say, what kind of song are you talking about? How about this one? Well, I'll meet you in the morning with the how do you do. You see, that husband of yours that is on the other shore, he's waiting there. You will meet him in the morning. You pick you a song that talks about heaven. You pick you a song that encourages your heart. Pick a song and sing it. Why? Music is a comforter. Those of you that have lost loved ones, when the pressure of life gets on you and you've got that big empty spot in your heart and in your life, hey, get you a song. And let the Spirit of God and the music of God uplift your spirit. Music is a comforter. Haven't we had a wonderful service this evening? Hasn't it been fantastic with all the good godly music? Hey, it'll comfort you. It'll make you happy. Music is a comforter. Number six, music is a preparer of the heart. Music is a preparer of the heart. Psalm 57:7 says this, my heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. I'll tell you something. Music prepares the heart. Music is a little bit like plowing the ground. You plow the ground and you loosen that soil so the seed can get into the soil and then the plants can grow. Some of you farmers know what I mean. You got to get out there and you got to loosen up that soil and you got to chop it up and make it so that the seed can get into the ground, sink its roots deep, and that's what music does to your heart. The music of God prepares your heart for the seed of the Word of God. Here it says, God, my heart is fixed. Music will get your heart ready and help fix up your heart so the Word of God can do the work that it needs. Hey, have you ever noticed something? You notice we sing in church and we start out and the music's big and bombastic and exciting, and then we begin to kind of bring it down a little bit, and right before the preaching, God's taken all that music and prepared your heart, like the ladies did tonight. They got up and sang about Jesus. At that moment, the Holy Spirit was in this place and everybody's heart was ready. I'll tell you something, I was ready to preach. But when they got done singing, I thought, ooh, let's get started here. Let's get started. Music is a preparer of the heart. That's why, look, people that sit there, we're trying to get you to sing, to get you ready for God to do something more in your heart. And when you sit there and don't sing, that's one reason why you struggle with the sermon. If you just sing out, you say, I don't know the words well, then just make your noise. But it prepares the heart. You know what we do when we're having a big day where there are going to be a lot of visitors? Brother Nash and I sit down. I say, Brother Nash, we want to go through the song service and find the most familiar songs even to the world. And I'm not talking about worldly songs. I'm talking about songs like Amazing Grace and the Old Rugged Cross. You say, why? Because if we're going to have all sorts of visitors on that Sunday, they don't know all the songs of God, but there are a few that they've heard some, and I've got to get them singing before the preaching, because the singing before the preaching is plowing their heart and loosening the hard heart and the soil of the heart so that they're ready to receive the planting of the Word of God. Oh, that's why music's so important. It is a preparer of the heart. Music is. Music is. What is music? Music is a teacher. What is music? It's an encourager. What is music? It is our testimony. What is music? It is a spiritual thermometer that tells us where we are spiritually. What is music? It's a comforter. What is music? It's a preparer of the heart. Music is a Bible instructor. Psalm 119, verse 54, the psalmist said this, thy statutes have been my songs. What does it mean? It's telling us here that the songs have been teaching him the Bible. The songs are teaching me the Bible. It's God's Word is being sung and taught through our music. That's why you better watch what kind of trashy music you're listening to, because I'm going to guarantee you, there's some of you, you're watching some of these groups on TV, and they're teaching you false doctrine in their music. They're not teaching you the true doctrine of that book. Music is a Bible teacher. Well, I could take you to the lyrics of many, many songs and show you the false doctrine in it, and you just, because they use God's name in there or Jesus' name in there, you thought, well, this must be okay. You better make sure that the words of the music that you listen to are doctrinally pure according to that holy book. But music is an instructor. It's a teacher of the Bible. Number 8, music is a refresher. Music will refresh your spirit. 1 Samuel 16:23, it says, "And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand, so that Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him." Here the Bible says, when Saul was down and depressed, David sang spiritual music to him and played spiritual music for him, and it refreshed him. We need the kind of music that refreshes us spiritually. We need the refreshment. Hey, listen, to me, let me tell you what the music was like to me. It was like a great big old cold glass of water. Ah, so refreshing. The right kind of music is refreshing to Christians. And we ought to allow the music of God to refresh our spirits. What is music? Music is a motivator. It's a motivator. Listen to this. Ephesians 5:19 says this, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Notice it says there, speaking to yourselves. You know what God's saying? As you sing, if you sing the right kind of music, you will be speaking to yourself about doing right. It says speaking to ourselves in spiritual songs and hymns, and in our hearts we're making melody to the Lord. Now you listen to me. I am more than pleased to motivate you. I am more than pleased to do that. And Brother Bajan is more than pleased to motivate you. And Brother Young and Brother Edwards and Brother Owens and Brother Bush and your Sunday school teacher. But let me tell you something. There's coming a day when we're not going to be around and you're going to need to know how to motivate yourself. Hey, I wonder who motivates me? I'm going to have to get my motivation from somewhere. Well, let me tell you, I get up in the morning and I pick me a song that flips my switch. I love hearing the song "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." I love that song. There are songs I can get up in the morning and I can get to singing that song. I don't wake up in the morning. I am resurrected from the dead. I mean, I've been dead all night long and in the grave and buried 6 foot under. I got to get the dirt out of my eyes when I wake up in the morning. But when it's going tough and it's going slow, I can get up in the morning and I can pick a song. And that thing just flips my spiritual switch. When I sing, "And the sun's coming up in the morning, every tear will be gone from my eyes." That'll motivate me. Look, music is a motivator, and it talks about us speaking to ourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. You need to motivate you with the right kind of music. And your music, if you get the right kind of music, it'll motivate you. We pick music around here that is motivational about revival and motivational about keeping people out of hell. And we're not going to have high church music. We're going to have some fella get up here and sing that seems like his drawers are too tight. We're not going to get people on this and playing a bunch of contemporary music or classical music. We're going to sing "Amazing Grace," and they're going to play "The Old Rugged Cross," and they're going to play "Revive Us Again." Why? Hey, we've got to motivate ourselves to do what God told us to do. The reason for that piano and accompaniment during the offering is not to show off her piano ability. It's to plow the heart. It's to motivate the people. It's to teach us the Word of God. And churches are all mixed up about that. Music is. Music is a motivator. Music is a revealer of spiritual growth. Psalm 40, verse number 3, it says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord." Let me say something. You say God's changing my life, then he's changing your music.
Here it says, you get saved. You start changing your life. It says, He hath put a new song in my mouth. If your song's not changing, your life's not changing like it ought to. That's all there is to it. The music that you listen to has something to do with your spiritual growth. And here the psalmist said, He hath put a new song in my mouth. That means they had an old-fashioned revival service at the psalmist's church, and the pastor got up and threw a fit about the wrong kind of music, and somebody that had recently got saved gave up their rock and roll and gave up their country music and said, you know something? I've changed it. And he stood and he said, He hath put a new song in my mouth. He had a testimony of that. Music, music, music. The Lord told us in Psalm 100, verse 1 and 2, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Music is a teacher, an encourager, a testimony, a spiritual thermometer, a comforter. It is a heart preparer. It's a Bible instructor. It is a refresher of the Spirit. It is a motivator, a self-motivator, and it is a revealer of true spiritual growth. Good music. Music will change your life. Either for the good or for the bad. But music's very important in our Christian life.